I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. 97.5 1280 The Zone. It's Unrivaled. 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Powered by KSLSports.com. Do you get it all in there? There you go. Scott, when you see a guy like Dan Orlovsky, you guys have a similar situation.
How so?
Both played 12 seasons in the NFL. Both spent a good chunk at Detroit. Now, he was a backup for the majority of his career, though, if not the entire thing. Was he ever a starter? Do you think? I don't even know if he was. Either way.
I've never heard of him.
You're a Detroit Lion alumni.
So?
Don't you guys all, like, well, I don't know, send each other postcards? I don't know what the...
I have no idea. I never watched him play a single down in the NFL.
Okay, so he's one of those guys that, you know, ESPN sort of, they laud as the NFL expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weighing on stuff. So what is the insight that you have as a former player as it pertains to, like, you know, how teams can win these games, you know, going into the divisional rounds, for example? I think about Utah hiring Luther Ellis as their defensive line coach, but it's a guy who's also been, you know, you can't just go, hey, I used to play here and then start, and I used to play in the NFL and start coaching at a high level. You got to go through your paces, you know, and coach at different places and go through this whole thing. And
you have to?
Well, I'm just saying, I think that that's.
I don't think you have to.
Well,
I think a lot of people make you.
Yeah, and I think maybe to cover all their bases, because then you might Detmer type situation.
I've had this I think Ty Detmer is a good coach. I think Ty Detmer would have been very good at BYU. I don't think he was.
He wasn't very good at BYU.
I don't necessarily agree that he wasn't that good. I don't. Here's the thing, like, okay, when you're look, he didn't have really good quarterbacks to start with. They were not very good. Now, and I don't know the people around him as far as a coaching staff, how good that was either. I'll give you that. But I don't think Ty Detmer was a bad coach, or I don't think he didn't know what he was doing. I don't necessarily agree with that. But here's what, with former players, if you're a coach and you're not a former player, there are some guys that resent that.
They kind of go, what do you know?
Well, no, because when Luther Ellis walks in the door, Ellis has instant credibility.
Yeah.
When you're a guy that, you know, maybe you played a little bit in college, you know, a little bit, who knows? You know, a lot of coaches don't have a lot of playing experience. The player goes, you've got to prove to me that you know something. Dan Marino used to say, don't coach me until you've played in this league for 10 years, because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. And that was his mindset. Whether he was right or wrong about that, I'm just telling you, it was how he goes.
Sounds like a guy who's open to learning.
Well,
that's that ego situation you're always talking
maybe
about.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, right? I don't know. But so whether Luther Ellis can coach or not, you walk in the door, and I believe you can, because I think as a player, there's a massive amount of information that you can share and insight that you can share that someone who hadn't done it just doesn't have.
But, you know, it's pretty unique.
They don't have it.
It's pretty unique what Utah's doing. Hiring Luther Ellis yesterday as a defensive line coach, as that interior D-tackle coach. And then, you know, Quinton Ganther also being hired last week. And these are guys who, I mean, you don't see the defensive coordinator is one of your former, you know, defensive backs at the school, Morgan Scally. You don't see that often, that like a good chunk of the coaching staff on the defensive side are like in a couple of your assistants, a handful of your assistants went to the school and are kind of legendary players at the school. In Luther Ellis's case, he's going to be by far the most like NFL decorated. Credibility. Yeah, sure. Most decorated, yeah. Of a guy that's played there.
Luther was probably the first really big time guy that went to Utah. He really was.
What do you mean?
Well, like Luther Ellis was this massive find for Utah, and when the Coach McBride era started, when Utah football really started to get on the map, Luther Ellis was probably one of the first players to really kind of put it on the map, like big time players, all American type of,
like you knew he was going to have choice. He was going to have an NFL career.
He was massive difference maker for Utah.
So what does that, not just the credibility part, but what does that say about Kyle Whittingham hiring, you know, big names that went to the school here at Utah?
And Coach Whittingham's like, I'm not just going to hire some big name. I want to know if you can coach. But it's beyond coaching in college sports. It's really a kind of a psychologist. It's really a surrogate parent for a lot of these players. It's really a surrogate babysitter. I mean, you got guys that don't want to go to class, that don't want to get up and get into the lifting program. And you have to make sure that they're on board. And
like getting them to class.
And if you're a position coach, you're like, you're not responsible for one. You're responsible for, you know, a whole unit of players, maybe 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 players, depending on what position group you are. Now, it should be easy for Luther because he's got 12 kids, you know, to manage these.
So,
have a unique experience. Now, some former players are terrible coaches. I'm not saying all former players are just great coaches. It's the former players that can describe and teach, and can share with their players information to make them better, to get them prepared, to have them perform at a high level, and to actually do it. And not all players can do this. A lot of great players go, I can't tell you how I do this. I just do it. I was just given the ability. I just do it. Some guys that kind of had to work for it can really talk you through the technique and the position and understanding game situations and understanding how to deal with off-field things. I mean, Luther Ellis for Utah is a massive hire. Because he has that former player credibility, he walks in the door, and people are going to listen from day one, and they're either going to pay more attention, they're going to buy into what he's selling a lot easier. But he's also this guy that is great at understanding the mental part of this and understanding the emotional highs and lows of these players, and really he can connect to these players on so many levels that I have to believe his players would just absolutely love playing for him. And when you get that, when you get players that buy into you and what you're doing, and you get great effort from them, then everyone does well. And you get a person like Luther, who's a really good person to start with. And he's a guy that went to Utah, and so it matters to him. And so you get these players buying into the program. And that's what Kalani's tried to do at BYU. That was the philosophy. Like, people need to understand the culture here. And we need to educate and indoctrinate people to this culture. And when you have a lot of former players who are not just players, you know, but there are players that are very skilled coaches and understand all of that together, that's only going to do nothing but make your program so much better, so much more dynamic. And you have Luther Ellis goes, yeah, I was in the Pro Bowl. I played in the NFL. I was a first-round draft choice. I came to Utah. I can get you there. But along with that, I can make you a better person. I can, you know, and I mean, Luther Ellis is an easy sell. Luther Ellis selling Utah football is an easy sell. And And that's that just does massive, it's a massive, massive get and benefit for the University of Utah.
You know, how many times did we talk with, with Devin Cavusi this year about that defensive line room and Sione Poa, who is their D-line coach from this last year, same thing. NFL credentials, played in the league for 8 years, went to Utah, but only coached for a couple of seasons, right? And so replacing that with somebody who is arguably an even bigger name that went to the NFL, I think that's a huge deal. I mean, bring guys in. I think about all the coaches that you ever had, the majority of them probably didn't have any ties to Utah. They just worked their way up the coaching. They worked their way up the coaching ladder, and they.
Are you talking about when I was at Utah?
Yeah, when you were at Utah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like
Fred Graves was a former Utah player.
I think a lot of times it's still
but
a little
most
bit,
of them not.
I think it's a school's dream to be able to say Kalani Sitake, you played here, and you're going to be the head coach here. Amazing. It's a perfect fit, right? To be able to have an amazing coach who also went to that school. In BYU's case in particular, where they go, we have certain things that we have to abide by. The honor code is this. And your head coach gets all that, right? And they understand it, and they're on board. And in Utah's case, like, you get Luther Ellis coming in there to that defensive tackle room, he understands.
When Lavelle Edwards was the head football coach at BYU, he tried to get the very best coaches he could get. He tried to get coaches that were better than he was.
Yeah.
And you see that, and it's hard. Some of these coaches go, look, I want control of things. I don't want, there's a lot of politics involved in coaching, and you don't want a coach in the background bad mouthing you or saying, oh, you know, that guy, you don't want that. And so you want people that are going to buy into what you say, but you also don't want, you know, a lot of these coaches say, I don't want coaches smarter than me because they may assert my authority. The players may revolt and go, you know, Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka is a good example. Like, Buddy Ryan did not respect Mike Ditka. And a lot of people thought Buddy Ryan was a better coach. And the whole defense just loved Buddy Ryan.
It was a weird thing when
they carried both of them off the field.
Both of them off the field.
Yeah, and you hate that as
and
a coach.
And Ditka was like, hated it.
Well, of course he hated it. You know, but Buddy Ryan was a great, I mean, he was a revolutionary coach in football. So you need a lot of confidence as a head coach to hire a former player and someone of Luther Ellis's stature, which I think Kyle Whittingham is at. He's like, look, I'm looking to get the best people I possibly can, and I don't care if they maybe know more than me, but that's a real thing. And Lavelle was really good at that. He was really good at just finding the best coaches he possibly could be, because sometimes these coaches go, I'm just going to bring my buddies in here. I'm going to bring people in, you know, and because believe it or not, there's a lot of position coaches that are not necessary. They're not critical, but there are some that are. And so you can hire kind of your cronies and people that are going to support you and be behind you. And that's a real thing. So I love to see that someone like Luther, the caliber of player he was and what he fits into the program at Utah, I think it's a massively huge hire for Utah. A no-brainer, really.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. I just love the idea of somebody coming back to the school that they started it all at. It's a big deal. That's why it's such a bummer when it didn't work out with Ty Detmer, right? I mean, it's just like, ugh.
It is, because then you think, well, former players are not good coaches, and I don't think that's the case. I mean, that's what people, you know, that's right. What people, and I, yeah. And I still believe Ty is a good coach.
All right, we'll take the break here. First, Built Bar, double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, or salted caramel. 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today. Built.com is the website. Save 10%. You enter zone at the checkout. It's Built Bar, built.com. We'll come back. More to go right here on Unrivaled. Stay with us as we talk a little bit about the NFL coach. What's the best type of NFL coach to play for? Scott has thoughts on this. And as you see a lot of the coaching carousel get changed up, what's the best version of a coach for a 2022 locker room in the NFL? Stay right here with us. More to go. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.